desperate single dad. In the early days of man, created in a lab.
Science.
A pack of wild dogs to aid us in our fight.
Attack the man!
Something planet must be made to save our phones.
I'll fight that bitch in court for custody of my son.
He's 23.
Something planet, you're my golden boy.
What have we done? What have we done?
I murdered my only son.
Somethingplanet.com.
Live studio audience.
Something Planet Podcast, episode number 522. Welcome to it. I'm your host, John Jay, and with me is one of the producers and the editor from Sketch Wars. Please welcome to the show, Justin. Shit! I did it. I almost did it. I almost did it. God damn it. Cataccio. I asked 2 seconds ago before the show started. And yeah, I fucked it up. But we are here, and thanks so much for coming to the studio, man. I really appreciate that.
Yeah,
Sketch Wars is an excellent show to work on, and I can't believe that y'all got that many people to show up and work and, like, make a television show. That's... the most daunting thing, I think, right there is the amount of people that went into this production and you didn't hand out checks to anybody.
We didn't have any budget.
Zero budget show.
It was just payment and fun. You know, creativity is the reward.
It is a lot of fun. It's a super fun thing to work on. It's a super fun thing to host. So I appreciate that because now I can add game show host to my resume.
Right? It's been your lifelong dream. It was a great run. We did 8 weeks, like Monday nights, and the live stream would last maybe like 3 hours, and we're editing it now, and it's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of work, but it's been a lot of fun. You guys made the commentary hilarious, and then the art is a lot of fun. The atmosphere, the lighting, we had great audio. Straight into the camera, which was fantastic.
Yeah, that's kind of the thing that I see on low budget productions, like, falling apart. Like, the very first thing that falls apart is, like, none of this audio is usable.
Yeah.
That's usually what you hear, and you're like, shit, because then what do you do from there?
You can't. You really need picture and sound. And we were fortunate enough to have Jimmy Knight, a fantastic audio engineer.
Yeah,
from Miami, who lives in Dunedin here now, and he's worked with me on some previous shows. We did Good Morning Dunedin together, and that was he was volunteering with me, and he just likes to donate his time and all his fun toys. He's got, you know, audio boards and mixers and mics and.
And how do you know that you're getting what you want to be getting? Because, like. I don't remember really doing a lot of mic checking on the show, or, you know, like, you guys were just kind of ready. Like, I would show up and things are ready to go, which is, like, something that I'm never used to.
Well, like, Yali was a big help there, too. He would help us with the setup. And, you know, by week two or three, we had it down to a science, and the audio was good. The voices, the room audio, but the music is killer. It's Jimmy Keys.
Yeah,
he's just phenomenal live, and we just said go, and every track is amazing. And I had him on a separate channel so I can isolate the music from your voiceover and your, you know, commentary.
Yeah,
because that really helped.
Yeah, that was kind of the thing that I was super worried about when I was actually doing it, because a lot of the times I'm like, I can't hear me.
In the room, you couldn't
hear me.
But when I, because I was also a camera operator.
Right.
So I, you know, producing camera operator, editor now. But so mine was the main camera, and then Seth Walker, who's a talented camera op.
Yeah, he was camera two.
Right. So he was roaming. So he's got the shoulder shot, and he's able to follow you around the bar and get all the interviews and get the low angles and over the shoulder shots of the artists and things. And so he just had room audio into his camera, but I was able to get, you know, I had headphones on and I could hear you and all the mics in one ear and then Jimmy Keys in the other ear. And so I had the best experience filming it because I had the best mix in my head.
Yeah,
in my headphones.
Yeah, me and Brad recognized that pretty quickly because like you were basically our audience for the entire thing. So we were looking like, if Justin's laughing, then we're doing okay, because like other people in the room, you know, there's people playing pinball in there. This is, it looks like it could be a studio, like when you're watching it on the show, like it could be like a fake arcade.
Yeah.
But no, this is a real active arcade. Bar.
With people partying and
yeah,
their own conversations, but you guys were in my ear, and so was Jimmy Keys and his music, and you guys just killed it. But yeah, your jokes were landing with me because I could actually hear.
You could hear what the jokes are. Yeah, even the judges were having trouble hearing what was going on. Fortunately, they don't need their ears to judge. You know, there's no audio component to the judging. They just have to look at the pictures and then talk.
Yeah. Although I do wish that we had more mics, like if you had more commentary with the artists or the model.
Right.
There wasn't a lot of back and forth between the model because they weren't mic'd.
Yeah, that would be, I think, something that if we had a budget, I would change. Just like mic up every single model.
I mean, we could do it. It's not that.
And make it work like that.
Expense.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's just kind of I think it would slow the show down maybe or whatever. Because it's also, we're entertaining people live. They're there.
Right.
And we're also trying to do a live stream at the exact same time. So it's like we kind of have to keep it flowing. If it was like a real production or whatever, it would be like, all right, everybody stop.
Right.
Let's fix this one thing,
right,
and then we'll get right back to it. But it's like, no, we're going with the flow the entire time.
Well, yeah, and it's
make sure you get right up on that mic.
It's
sorry.
It's a trick to edit it because it is like live the whole time, and so I'm trying to cut it down into a show
right
now, and it goes from 3 hours to, you know, 25 minutes.
Right.
And there's a lot of commentary and a lot of banter that goes back and forth, and I have to cut a lot of it out, but I also want to flow so that every comment you do make is something that the audience can relate to and understand and refer back, you know, to something earlier.
Yeah, so let's talk about you a little bit more. We're going to get back into Sketch Wars in a minute because I do want to show like a couple clips from that. And by clips, I mean I'm going to jump around on the YouTube video and then we're just going to see
one episode.
Just see what we get.
First
episode,
yeah.
Yeah, so the first episode is out now. You can go to @SketchWars on YouTube. I would say stop watching this right now because you're already on YouTube, and then just start watching Sketch Wars. You can come back to this later or listen to this in the car or whatever. Okay, you don't need to actually watch me and Justin speaking about this right now. You can, if you're sitting in your living room, just put on Sketch Wars
and
right
I
now.
I do recommend actually watching it on a TV because it's not a reel, it's not a short, it's an actual TV show.
And yeah, it's great on the big screen.
And it's much better on a TV. And we actually premiered it last week on a film projection screen.
Yeah, that was cool. Reboot. And we're going to do another one at Reboot next week. So that'll be Tuesday. It's the last Tuesday of the month. I can't remember.
30th,
I believe. The 30th. Okay. Yeah. So last Tuesday of the month, we are going to be watching episode 2 and episode 3 at Reboot.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's get into your background a little bit. Like, how did you get into filmmaking or, you know, just editing, television production, that sort of thing? What's your day job? Like, I know you do this for a living, but exactly what are you doing for a living?
Well, it's a long story.
Okay.
But I grew up in Massachusetts, and my dad volunteered for the local TV station.
Okay.
The town channel. And, you know, him and my mom were both photographers, and it kind of, he volunteered for the TV station, and so I was around cameras at a young age, and just kind of fell in love with it. Me and my cousins would make, you know, little spy movies and stop motion and animations, and had a good time with that growing up. And then I was in theater and television production in high school, and
I did a little bit of that in high school. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I was already into the media aspect, and we actually had a radio show where we reviewed movies. And then we would also, like, anytime I'd have a chance to turn in a project that was allowed to be a video, you know, you could write an essay, or you could make a diorama, or you could make a video. I'd make a video. And this was back in the 80s and 90s. When
yeah.
Actually, it wasn't film, but it was like you had this giant monstrosity camera that you borrowed from the town or the high school. Or
you got to check it out. Yeah, it comes in like a 55-gallon Rubbermaid bin filled with foam. And
yeah. My dad, actually, I think his camera had – it was the camera, and then it would wire to this tape deck that we would record on the tape deck.
Okay.
That was how old – you know, that's how old I am. So, so anyways, I got a lot of experience doing that, and then I went to Virginia Tech and got my degree in mass comm and theater, and started doing live television there, and moved down here to Florida and worked for Animal Planet, Discovery Channel, and
that's cool.
Got my feet wet on commercial production and learned a lot there. And then I started working for the city of Dunedin, their television department, their communications division, as the production coordinator. And I would do all their live television and make all their fun city promotion reels and internal videos and all that stuff. So I did that for 20 years. And towards the end, around it was 2020, and we were doing this Good Morning Dunedin talk show.
I remember that.
And somebody asked me if I would host, and I hadn't really done any hosting. And
okay.
So, and they wanted to do this live, and this was in January 2020. And they were like, it's going to be great. We're going to promote all these city events. We're going to have live music. We were going to do it live from Dunedin. And we did. And we were on our third week. It was St. Patty's Day. We had Flanagan's owner on. We were like talking about Flanagan's, St. Patty's
yeah,
Day
it's
in Dunedin.
Be a big deal.
And it was that day, and it was like live. And they were like, oh, everything's canceled.
You're canceled forever.
Everything this year has been canceled. So we were live. They were like, oh, never mind. COVID.
And so you never went back to that?
So that was the third week.
That was the third week.
We did 62
yeah.
consecutive weeks.
Okay.
And we did like two more live shows, and then we started wearing masks, and then everybody got sent home. So I was actually doing the show live from home. I was working from home. I brought all the equipment home and produced the show live, hosting it with call-in video shots.
Cool.
From staff and local celebrities and things like that. Did that for 62 weeks, and we ended up going back to the studio and once kind of the restrictions cleared out. But it was a great time. It was a lot of experience, you know. Great experience with a lot of local talent. I would have someone on every week, and we'd have live musicians on. If you name them, if they played in Dunedin,
they were on
my show. Yeah, and so we'd have a live musician, we'd have a guest, and then we'd have an art corner. So we'd have an artist. While we were live, they were just interviews. But when we went to not live, when you were
pre-taping.
Yeah, when we were taping.
Yeah.
We would Seth would go out and he would shoot this whole great little art corner piece, and like we had Yali on. He was one of our guests.
Yeah, that's Dunedin's most famous artist, right?
Exactly. So we've had him on the show quite a bit, but he was a featured artist a couple times. So that was a great experience, and that that kind of got me into the Dunedin Film Festival group.
Right.
So that's where I met Cameron and Yali and started working with them on Good Morning Dunedin, and then ended up wrapping that show, and I left the city and started stagehanding. So I'm a union stagehand.
Oh, okay.
That's kind of my day job.
Okay, that's what you're doing now. Wait, yeah. What theater are you working at?
I work at Ruth Eckerd.
Okay.
And the Capitol Theater and Mahaffey and Sound. And,
okay.
I do amphitheater stuff in Tampa and Amelie. I do it all, you know.
Just well, our intern here at Something Planet also interns at Ruth Eckerd Hall. So we're sharing an intern right now, apparently.
Really?
Yeah.
Mike? Is his name?
No, James. James.
Oh, James.
James Bothwell. Yeah, I think.
Okay.
I think he's done one day at Ruth Eckerd Hall.
I was there.
And I think he's got another one coming up. Yeah.
I was there that day. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So James, I have, James, if you're watching, I have, another person that's gatekeeping your good grades. Okay. Right here in studio. So you better, I should have had him over. Should have had him over for this.
He was kind of shadowing one of the leads there.
Okay. Yeah, I know he's real interested in it, and he's I think he's doing good. So just give him a lot of shit next time you see him.
I will. I'll definitely give him shit.
Yeah. So we're trying to help him. I'm trying to show him. You know, he wants to get into podcasting and stuff like that. So I'm trying to show him this end of it. But
right.
There's so much stuff to learn. You know, anytime you're watching anything that's in entertainment, like it is. So much more
than you see.
Than what you see, like, goes into it. There's so many people running around behind the scenes, and just,
and these are small productions. You know?
And yeah, these not big productions. Yeah, so yeah,
millions of dollars productions. That's when
these are low budget productions, and you still have a ton of people running around behind the scenes.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You get into something like Beyonce or Taylor Swift traveling
the
country.
Swift show.
Did you do the Taylor Swift show?
I did.
What was that like?
She had 135 semi tracks.
Yeah, so that's
just for her stage.
135.
Most I've ever seen ever. It was the biggest production.
And they all have her face on the side.
Yeah, some of them do.
A lot of them do. Yeah.
You know, there's a tractor trailer truck company that's like, isn't it like Swift or something?
Yeah, Swift. Yeah. No, I mean,
there's
she could probably buy.
She could. just buy that whole trucking
just buy
company.
The whole trucking company just for her production. Yeah.
Seriously, a huge production. That was like a whole week build at Raymond James.
So that's not up and down in one day for
right,
that kind of thing.
It's she didn't do a one off. She had
she had three
she
days.
Was three
there.
Nights. Or,
yeah.
Yeah.
So you're talking about, what, five nights before you're building
five
it?
5 days, yeah. And sometimes we build these huge steel structures all night long. And
just all night long
all
building.
Day, all night long, just hundreds of us out there.
So what, does she have two sets of this stuff while you guys are taking down, somebody else is putting up already in the next city? Is that what's going on?
There's only one.
Okay, so so you guys just have to get it up and down, and then they move it to the next place.
In arena tours, it's like a week here, a week there. So
okay.
Because they usually, like I just did Kenny Chesney this week, and his build, it was his first stop on the tour.
What, so you got to build it, bring in a fucking beach for him to walk on?
So
he
can, yeah. So no, it's his was pretty standard, and his was like 50 trucks, and
okay, only 50.
Only 50. Hers was just gigantic. That's insane. And Madonna's last week in Tampa was she had 39 trucks, and that was a big production.
Okay,
that's a big one for an arena versus a stadium. You know that.
How many trucks does she have to bring to hold her face together while she's on stage?
I think that's why she has such a big set. Is that just like, don't look at me. Look at
don't
these,
look at
look
me.
Look at these 50-foot images of me when I was young.
Yeah,
she has
exactly.
All these projectors and stuff. Anyway, so that's what I've been doing. I've been doing stagehand stuff, but really, I'm a camera op and producer.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a crazy life because you're pretty much all like you're pretty much your own boss, right? You're pretty much like a W-9 guy, or do you actually work?
Well,
are you employed by Ruth Eckerd Hall?
So Ruth Eckerd Hall is the union. So I mean,
okay,
IATSE 321 is the local union here.
Okay,
so stagehand union. We do the sound, the amphitheater, Ruth Eckerd Hall, Capitol Theater and Mahaffey and the Straz, which are all owned by Ruth Eckert.
Oh, I didn't realize Ruth Eckert had the amphitheater.
They're like a parent company. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, actually, the Live Nation owns.
Oh, Live Nation owns that, but it's the same union.
It's a union gig. So yeah. So I work for the union and then like three other different stagehand companies.
Okay.
So the union is like part time, and the other ones are kind of less. Contract stuff.
Contract gigs.
Yeah.
Well, it's all really interesting stuff. Let me break away from our conversation real quick, just because I don't want to forget our sponsors. Got to check out the sponsors. First one I want to talk about is Random Fandom. That's our Something Planet's t-shirt company. You can get a bunch of weird t-shirts there. If you're looking for stuff that you want to like wear to like piss off old people, check out random-fandom.com. You're going to find something that you love on there. It's going to be maybe a little crass, maybe a little bit funny, maybe a little bit weird, but you're going to dig it. So check out random-fandom.com. The next sponsor that I want to talk about is the Carry Cart. Have you heard of the Carry Cart? Now, I tell everybody about the Carry Cart, okay, because this is our sponsor. This is perfect for people in your position that do production work, especially if you have like a lot of side projects and stuff like that. So this thing, it's a cart. So it's like your normal cart / trolley, like shopping cart or whatever. But then that will also, it'll also fold up into a dolly.
Okay.
So you can dolly heavier things in.
Sure.
And then you can also change the configuration one more time and make it into a stepladder.
Oh, that'd be helpful.
It does all three of those things. Carrycart.com says you could do four. They're calling a cart and a trolley different things. But I think that's semantics, okay?
Do you push a trolley and pull a cart?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think the handle configuration changes a little bit based on comfort or whatever. Really, it's three things. I don't want to lie to you, okay? It's Carrycart.com. That's Carrycart with two Ks. And if you use the code SP at checkout, you're going to get $20 off your very first Carry Cart. All right. Now we're going to continue to talk about Sketch Wars. I don't have anything down in my notes, but let's check out some of these clips real quick. Now we're just showing my show notes. It's great. This is what happens when I don't have an intern in here.
James, where are you?
God damn it, James. Where are you? I mean, I could have invited him today, but I was like, you know what? I just wanted to be one-on-one with Justin. Let's not make it weird. So let's check out this schedule. Let's see. He's going to hold the gong for me. First round is 10 minutes. One, two, three. So on the bottom screen, we got Veruca Assault.
Okay.
And on the top screen, we got Doug.
And we had some of it was heavy metal music.
He did. Asked him to do some of the graphic work. He did like the lower thirds and the like writing in.
Yeah.
And we were able to capture that like on an iPad through the switcher, and so we get some motion in there. And then later on, we went back and made some fun frames for the picture-in-picture, because you got the, because when you're there in person at the live show at the event at Sketch Wars, you're in the audience and you're watching these two, you know, 55-inch
yeah, it's like normal size TVs, basically.
Right. And at home, don't really have that angle, so I kind of picture and pictured it, and we have some fun frames that Yali did.
What I like about this, and you know what, I'm just going to let it play while we...
He's in heavy metal music. He's a butcher.
Butcher. And the theme is rock and roll.
The theme is rock and roll. I think we might see something along the lines of like maybe a meat cleaver guitar.
A meat cleaver guitar. We could play. You could play drums with sausages, I guess.
I don't even need to see this because I'm back to the on the back of this monitor. But I've lived it.
And you could picture all of this, right?
I can picture every frame because I've been living it for 6 months now in the editing room.
So what is it?
A chore.
Well, yeah, what is it like editing? Is this the largest thing that you've ever edited?
It is by it's far gotta be, the right? largest thing.
Because this is more footage than like a... Well, this is probably the same amount of footage as like a feature film, right?
Or an eight-episode television
show. Yeah, or eight-episode television show. Because we're...
So the idea was that we would get this filmed and we would edit it and it would be done... lot quicker than I thought than it ended up being. But we should have just shot it, filmed it live, you know. So
right,
and just have it live switched as opposed to editing it all afterwards, where you've got three cameras and the video feeds and the audio tracks and nothing's synced up and there's no clapboard. So it's been a challenge. You should see the edit screen. There's just thousands of cuts. And
yeah, it's got to be daunting. Like, how do you even start on something like that? Like, what are you going off of? Like, are you going off of your camera? And then, like,
so
that's
my camera is the main camera.
You're the main camera, so everything else is just playing off the main camera, right?
Right, because that camera has both audio tracks, the music and the voice, and then it also looks really good. You know, it's got the light. Episode 1 does not have a light, but episode 2 through 8 all have a big softbox over me, so my camera has a nice lighting situation, whereas the roaming camera is subject to all the ambient fun arcade lights.
Well, yeah, there's pinball machines, there's people playing
Mario
Kart.
There's no lack of lights in the reboot, so that worked out well. But yeah, my camera, and then... So I'm on a track, and then the Roman camera's on a track, and then there's two tracks of the iPads. So each artist's iPad is going into the switcher and being recorded separately. So all these are recorded separately as opposed to being cut live, which is what we're going
to do. That's what we're going to do on our next season.
Yes.
And I hope I'm invited back to host. They haven't told me anything yet. I think they're on the fence about it.
I'm pretty sure we want you back.
No. Yeah. No, I'm kidding.
You and Brad, you are kind of contractually obligated to do it. We do need to find we are switching our musician. I believe Jimmy Keys moved. So he's not available to do the show. He might come in for the grand finale or something, but I believe Mr. Brad Myers is going to be our...
Brad Myers, okay. I know.
Spoiler alert.
He's
very talented as well.
We're back on our faces now. I took off the clips.
The live stream, or the show.
Yeah. It looks absolutely fantastic, so I think this is definitely a good proof of concept. You know, I'm waiting to get the call where they're like, hey, we're gonna rebuild the reboot arcade in a studio and we're gonna do this.
Right, exactly. I wait for that call too. I have my phone ringer on all the time. But yeah, it's this edit has been it's been rewarding, but it's been a beast.
Yeah. Well,
I'm already like 600 hours in.
Oh my gosh, 600 hours.
I've been doing this for 6 months.
I mean, I get it because it was like maybe a year before I did the Sketch Wars, I filmed a stand-up special. And it was, so it's four cameras. So that's, 4 hours of footage. And then just to do that took like over a year to like get that edited, and then we got to get an intro, and we got to get rights to music, and then so I'm on the last thing right now. I'm sitting there and I'm going through the closed captioning, because we went to upload it to Amazon Prime Video, and then when we went to upload it, it was like we're reading the fine print, and it's like, oh, they don't provide closed captioning. You have to provide your own closed captioning. So last thing right now, I'm just going through line after line of all of my jokes, an hour's worth of my jokes, fixing the closed captioning. Final thing. So everything that you watch, unless it's like a YouTuber opening a box of shit on YouTube, or this that you're watching right now, everything else has a lot of work that goes into it. And so we should all be praising editors and filmmakers.
Oh, my gosh.
And stagehands and producers.
There's a lot of behind the scenes stuff. Like my stagehand stuff is a lot of live performances, and we did this Pink Floyd thing last night, and you don't ever see the stagehands,
right?
Occasionally if they're between if there's like an opening act or something, like a Kenny Chesney, you take off the
Yeah, you put the opening band.
Every
in
once
front
in a while, you'll see a stage hand run across, and you'd be like, "Hey, throw me a guitar pick, or throw me a set list." I'm like, "Oh, I'm busy.
I'm busy. I have 400 things to do right now."
Yeah. But yeah, no, definitely thank your backstage talents.
Always got to thank. Well, Justin, I really appreciate you coming in. Is there anything else that you want to plug that you're working on right now, or is it just show up for Sketch Wars?
Show up for Sketch Wars. Sketch Wars is still a thing. We're doing the premieres. Go ahead and subscribe to the Sketch Wars YouTube. And
it's at Sketch Wars Tournament on YouTube.
Right, and we're going to be releasing 2 episodes every other week, and yeah. It's exciting, and we're going to be promoting the next season. So I guess it would be season 6 officially on TV. It would be season 2.
Season 2 on TV.
So we're calling this one season 1, even though you've been doing this for like 5 years now.
Hopefully. Off and on, yeah. I think I started as a guest host and a guest judge. It was like Yali was like, "I'm going on vacation to France for 2 weeks. Do you mind doing this for me?"
Yeah, he's persuasive, that guy.
He is. You know what his problem is, and I just can't fucking stand it. He's too nice.
He's wicked nice.
He's too nice. He makes me feel too good about myself. So then I just say yes to everything.
Yes, sure, I'll work for nothing. I'll
yeah,
yeah.
He's like, "Man, did I ever tell you that you're fucking amazing?" And I, right. And then I feel it, and I'm like, "Oh, he means it." And right. Then I just want to do stuff for him.
Let me show you how amazing I am. So yeah, we're really excited about this season of Sketch Wars, and even getting more excited about next season. And we're gonna, like I said, do that one live, like a live stream.
And I don't think we're gonna do a tournament this time, right?
No, they're gonna be one-offs.
It's just gonna be one-off competitions. Right. So there's a lot of artists now that have contacted me that are super interested in doing it. So I think we can get a really diverse lineup of artists this season.
Yeah, we're gonna try to get the best artists around. To just be like, they don't need to commit to the whole summer.
Yeah, just one
just
shot.
One night. You know, one night. And so we're really, I think you're going to have some, you're going to see some serious shit this year.
All right. Well, check out at Sketch Wars Tournament on YouTube. And then we're going to be at Sketch Wars Dunedin on Instagram. As always, check out John J.S. Planet on Instagram. And yeah, check out all of my stuff, random-fandom.com, and we have carrycart.com. Remember to use code SP at checkout for $20 off of the carry cart. Thank you all so much for watching. Thank you all so much for listening. And we'll be back next week with more Something Planet. Thank you so much.